Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk with Clark Spencer. We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Clark Spencer covers the Marlins for the Miami Herald. This is obviously big news for a lot of sports fans here in South Florida. We'll get into like the basics of it, but what about the David Sampson element where the reports are he's going to be still part of the ball club, Mike Hill as well? I happen to like Mike Hill a lot, so I don't have a problem with that, although you could pick apart.
Was he successful with his job, or do you like Mike Hill as a person?
Like Mike Hill as a person, but if you look at their farm system, it doesn't seem like he's done a gangbusters job. But go ahead, Clark Spencer. First of all, the notion that David Sampson might still be part of the organization rubs you how?
It doesn't rub me one way or the other. You got to look at it different ways. I mean, he, as well as Mike Hill, as well as several other executives in the organization, are under contract for several more years. So if you're the new owner coming in, or are you just going to say, okay, we'll just keep paying you, go home, head off to retirement, or do you want to put them to work doing something? So, you know, you could keep them around and maybe at a lesser capacity, continue to pay them. I do think that they need to, whoever takes over this team, it looks like Derek Jeter obviously now and Bruce Sherman, that needs to come in here and really make some major, major changes. And this includes not just what we see on the field, but the business model and everything, you know, marketing. They need to come in here and find a way to reengage the fan base, because that's where this franchise suffers more than anywhere.
And in your estimation, along those lines, Bruce Sherman, Derek Jeter, they come in. Is this going to be a good thing, a great thing, a bad thing, a thing that doesn't make any kind of difference?
We don't know.
Yeah.
We know Derek Jeter was a pretty darn good shortstop for 20 years in a New York Yankees uniform, but we have no idea whatsoever whether he can run a baseball team or not. Has he ever done it? No. You know, but you know, it's all going to be contingent on, I think, him surrounding himself with those who are knowledgeable about running a franchise, procuring talent, amateur as well as professional. Because let's face it, the Marlins, if you look at the Marlins now, their core lineup is not bad. It's pretty good. I mean, they're still hovering close to 500, and you would have never imagined that possible given how awful their starting rotation is. It's awful. And their bullpen is depleted, and yet they're still hanging in there because their lineup's pretty good. But here's the problem. I mean, this is a house with no foundation. They have no depth in their minor league system, and that needs to be rebuilt. And that might require some pretty hard, serious decisions of what they're going to do with these core players. And I guess what I'm saying specifically, they're going to have to consider trading some of these guys to get prospects and rebuild their farm system.
Clark, talking about those changes with the roster, with the players, and just overall with the stadium, with the organization, are we going to see any immediate impact or immediate changes, or is it most probably going to happen this offseason?
Oh, it's going to be this offseason, because Sampson said this deal probably won't be completed until the first week of October. And that's a significant date, early October, because that's when the regular season ends and the postseason begins. And basically the offseason begins for franchises like the Marlins, who haven't been to the postseason since 2003. So that's a key point, a key time, because now whoever the new owner is going to have the entire offseason to figure out what they're going to do. And they probably, I'm sure, Derek Jeter and Bruce Sherman and his people have already taken a look at what they expect to do with this. Are they going to keep Giancarlo Stanton around? I mean, here's a guy who's on right now an epic home run tear. I mean, what he's doing is incredible. 21 home runs in the past 33 games. That's something that hasn't been done in baseball in, you know, 20 years. And you know, but he's going to be owed $295 million over the remainder of his contract. Can a market like Miami support a guy who's making $295 million? This is the richest contract in North American sports. You know, here's a guy, he doesn't belong to the Yankees. He doesn't belong to the Red Sox. He doesn't belong to the Cubs or the Dodgers. He belongs to the Marlins. I mean, is this a market that can support a $295 million player? I don't know. So, you know, these are things they got to look at.
Conversely, though, could you support a new franchise group if their first major move is to get rid of the one guy that's the most exciting guy on the team with the notion of, hey, it's going to make us better in the long run?
You know what? Maybe I'm a little naive here. I'm prone to that sometimes. But I think most people who follow the Marlins, and there are some people who do that, okay, that are pretty serious about it. They're saying the same thing. And they're thinking, you know, this team needs to rebuild. The franchise needs to be rebuilt. I don't hear many people saying, keep it together, hold on to everybody. They see the flaws in the system. Look, the system has no pitching. They have no pitching at the major league level. I shouldn't say no pitching, but it's, you know, barely. It's not even average. You know, they've got to strengthen their rotation, and they have nobody in their system that's going to come up there and do it. They don't have Jose Fernandez working down in the minors. They don't have Josh Beckett. They don't have AJ Burnett. They don't have any of those guys that they could have, you know, they've called up in the past. No Dontrell Willis. So they've got, if they're going to get pitching, that's the way they're going to have to do it. They're not going to go out and sign a Chris Sale or some free agent. They're not going to go out and sign Yu Darvish this winter. So they've got to build it with youth, and that comes in the procurement of top amateur players.
And is it talking about bringing up the amateur players or just getting talent in the organization at the lower level or higher level? Will Jeter be a part of that? And I've been saying, like, Jeter's seen thousands of pitchers. Jeter's seen thousands of hitters. Am I wrong by saying Jeter knows a little something about it where he can help the Marlins by just being around it and saying, oh, prospect 45, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he can make it.
No, look, he can recognize a good pitcher. He's spotted him for years. So yeah, he's what you're saying. Does he have an eye for talent? I would assume so, right?
Yeah, that's my hope, I guess.
But I guess the thing is, how's he going to do this? Is he going to actually go out and roam the minors and roam the farm system and roam the country? Look, I don't know. No, he's going to have to hire, like any organization, he's going to have to hire people to do that. Good scouts.
Clark Spencer.
Can't do it alone.
Clark Spencer is with us. He covers the Marlins for the Miami Herald. The timeline suggests maybe October is when things start happening, and then next season you would start anew with brand new owners here for the Miami Marlins. There's a couple things that Marlins fans are very interested in, even though it seems silly. The home run sculpture is. Do you think that home run sculpture is long for Marlins Park?
I could care less about the home run sculpture. It doesn't – I mean, I don't even notice it. I don't even remember the last time I looked up and saw it. But I'm probably, you know, marking down somebody's home run on my scorecard or something when it's going off. But, I mean, look, I don't get what the big deal is about the sculpture. I mean, in Citi Field, New York, they got this goofy-looking apple that pops out of the center field well when somebody hits a home run. You never hear anybody talking about the apple that pops out of the well, you know? I don't have a problem with the sculpture. There's some stuff I would like for them to see a new owner do, though. I hate the uniform colors they have.
Do they ever wear those blue uniforms that they debuted once when they were debuting
no,
the uniforms?
They never worn those blue ones. I'd love to see them go back to teal again. You know, they're going to have to keep the Miami name. That was part of the deal, moving the ballpark. But I'd love to see them go back to more classic look. I can't stand the ugly lime green outfield walls. You know, they changed those when they hosted the World Baseball Classic back in the spring. It was more of a traditional blue, and it looked really cool in there. But so, in my book, get rid of that green.
What about the sixth inning race? You know, with Julio the octopus, he never wins.
Every ballpark's got one of those now. You know, and in Milwaukee, it's hot dogs and bratwurst, and in Washington, it's, you know, presidents and, you know, those fish things. And here, and you know, this is. I kind of like the freeze thing though in Atlanta. Although it looks like he's slowing down. We saw him in Atlanta this weekend, and he got beat pretty soundly by one of the fans. So, but I thought that was kind of a clever idea. But you know what? The home run sculpture, who cares? It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of psychedelic looking. I kind of like it a little bit, to be honest with you.
Clark, I've been telling Hawk for years, monkeys riding dogs. That is the best end of break. Anytime you have some time in a baseball game.
Don't you think that might lose its luster like the third or fourth time you've seen it?
Let's go Google monkeys riding dogs and see if you can stop watching it.
You don't think the SPCA would have an issue with monkeys riding dogs?
But they look happy, Clark.
Yeah.
They're not getting beat. They look happy.
What about the fish tanks?
Give them peanuts.
Are they going to keep the fish tanks?
I don't know about the fish tank. I would think the fish tank stays. That's pretty kind of an, you know, unique little ballpark feature. It kind of makes it distinct.
All right, so
put some lemon pepper on side one of them fish.
What have we learned here? Giancarlo Stanton may have to go. The fish tanks may have to go. Clark wants the home run sculpture to stay.
Oh, $2.5 million they spent on that sculpture.
On the sculpture, yeah, that's
$2.5 million.
That's a famous artist that did it.
Yeah, but you think you're going to get that money back at a garage sale if you put it in a garage sale someplace?
I got five on it, Clark. All right, Clark Spencer. He covers the Marlins for the Miami Herald. So there's gonna be no hiccups at this point, right? Did you find, like I said at the beginning of the interview, the press conference that David Sampson had a little bit odd because he was very adamant that Jorge Mas was not going to be part of it. But what does he care? They've sold the team.
Well, I think he was adamant only because there had been a report out that morning in Forbes saying he was going to be a part of the team. So I think he was just doing that forcefully to make clear that he's not going to be a part of it.
But what does Sampson care? Like, it's a done deal at this point. Like, wouldn't the new ownership group need to address that?
I don't know. Sampson's coming. He's had issues with Forbes for years. He never liked their market valuations on the franchises. But, you know, he's had something going with Forbes for a year. I don't know if it had as much to do with Forbes. I think it had more to do with Forbes than it had to do with Moss.
Yeah, you actually might be right on that one. All right, Clark Spencer covers the Marlins for the Miami Herald. And again, if you want to get the latest, check it out on line, herald.com. Check out Clark Spencer on Twitter as well. And hopefully tonight, Giancarlo Stanton can keep up that home run pace.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's just crazy what he's doing right now. So
you go to a Marlins game, you expect to see a home run from Giancarlo. It's amazing.
It comes up now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really unbelievable.
That's how crazy it is.
Hope baseball fans are enjoying it because it's unprecedented what he's doing. Clark Spencer, thank you, Clark.
Anytime. We'll talk to you later. Have a good afternoon.
Always enjoy talking with Clark Spencer from the Herald. So that's the latest on the sale of the Miami Marlins to the group led by Bruce Sherman and Derek Jeter and MJ. That's the fun part of it.
MJ put in $27. $27. Love saying his name.
He threw $27 into the pot.
Jeter walked up on, hey, man, I'm buying the Marlins. Hey, bro, what?
Let me see what I got.
I just left.
The ceiling is the roof.
Yeah, I got 27 on the ceiling being
all right.
The roof.
All right, man, we got you down. And then he pulls out like a little piece of paper. MJ 27, ceiling roof.
The ceiling is the roof.
It's like Fast Times at Ridgemont High when Damone is writing down the ticket order for Jefferson, who's Forrest Whitaker. And he's like, all right, two Earth, Wind, and Fire, Jefferson, and Little Brother.
The ceiling is the roof.
Do you think anybody has a conversation with Michael about that?
Like, about,
that doesn't make any sense.
About?
Just that phrase, like, hey, Mike.
What did you mean by that?
No, just, hey, Mike, just don't do that ceiling roof comment anymore. like, I know you're a part of the Marlins. Just keep that ceiling roof
keep
comment.
Keep that to keep, because they have a ceiling / roof.
That's a North Carolina thing. Let them have that, and yeah. we'll go to different
phrase,
Mike.
I think they should play that anytime the roof or the is opened or closed.
The ceiling is the roof.
And then the thing starts to open. That's like the auditory
Mike
signal.
Got enough money to make it happen.
That is true. Yeah. All right, that's Clark Spencer from the Miami Herald.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.